my daughter asked me when she was 4. She said, "That's funny. Statues are not alive, but you can still see them." I said, "What?" And she said, "Well, you know, that's sad. Grandpa's dead and we can't see him anymore." So I said, "Oh, you know, you've just failed to distinguish dead from inanimate." I didn't quite say it that way.
Right, right, right.
But I said, no. Not alive means two different things. Some things, like tables and chairs, they're never alive, so they can't die. And a statue is like that. But other things, like people and animals, first they're alive and then they die. And then that's sad because you can't see them anymore. So she listened and she listened hard to that. And she said, "Yeah, isn't that funny? Tables and chairs are not alive, but you could still see them." And I mean, there was no way she was going to be able to understand what I said, because she didn't yet. There's a whole aspect of the life cycle. A similar question she asked me about the same time. She said to me, "You know, when I grow up, there's not going to be a little kid named Eliza around here anymore." I said, "Yeah, that's right." She said, "Are you going to go out and buy another one?" And she wasn't asking about where babies come from at that point. She was really asking, what's going to happen? You know, she's going to cease to exist because there's not going to be a little kid named Eliza around anymore. So I knew that's what she was asking. So I said, "Well, what do you think is going to happen to you when you grow up?" And she said, "I'll be a teacher." And I said, "Well, what will your name be?" She said, "Satu," who was the name of her favorite teacher in her daycare center. And so she basically knew she was going to grow up, and she thought that meant she was going to cease to exist. So I explained to her. I said, "Remember last year you were in the Green Door room and you were named Eliza, and this year you're a year older, you were 2 then and now you're 3, and you're still named Eliza. And next year you will be at the Red Door room and you'll be 4 and you'll still be named Eliza, and then you'll go to school and blah, 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 and you'll still be Eliza when you grow up." She listened to all of that. And then a week later she said to me, completely out of the blue, "Will Daniel still be named Daniel?" So the point is, look, putting together, death is the end of a life cycle requires understanding, first of all, continuity through the life cycle, also depends upon understanding the bodily machine. All that gets put together around age 6, and then they can distinguish two senses of not alive, the sense in which a table or a statue is and the sense which their grandfather is.